Sleep Cafe.
Hello,
we are another week
back. It has been approximately an hour.
Yes, we took a break to eat dinner.
We had some vegetarian dumplings.
We're vegan.
And some fried rice.
Yeah.
Was the fried rice vegan?
Yeah, it didn't have any animal anything. The only thing that we used was olive oil, so we hate olives.
Screw them.
Yeah.
So nothing has
to all olives.
Nothing has changed for us.
No.
We got no new news for you.
I hope inauguration day was fine.
I hope it went well.
I'm still nervous about it.
Me too.
Because it's the 17th at 8 o'clock when we're recording right now.
Because we got to pre-record now. That's our game plan.
It's actually kind of nice.
It is. Because
then we have like a break in between and it feels like we're on vacation, but we're not actually.
Exactly.
Not to you guys. Yeah.
I like it. I was lucky because I didn't even come by to see Marissa. Sometimes when we record, we don't record and we take weeks off. We still see each other.
Yeah.
We just don't record. And I was like, I miss Marissa, but we got busy with school.
I was like, you didn't even come over.
But I'm here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so nothing new. I guess, like, if anything, like, exciting happens on the 20th, you know, worth speaking of.
Yeah.
We'll probably post it on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. So you can follow us there at Creep Cafe Pod.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
We forgot to talk about it.
Olivia forgot how to stop it
recording. Less,
so we have a little surprise at the end of that one.
I'm going to really give people a heart attack if it wasn't my singing.
Yeah.
It's going to be...
It's going to be you yelling, how do I stop it? And then I was like, not that being recorded. And then she said that we had to leave it in.
Because it was kind of funny.
It was so funny. We laugh for forever afterwards.
But yeah, so nothing new. So, I mean,
is there anything that you wanted to say that's spicy that you thought of that you didn't say last time?
Biden's first plan when he gets inaugurated is to do away with, Trump's, Muslim ban.
Good. Because that is ridiculous.
And racist.
Yeah, on top of that, yeah.
Yeah, nothing new. Nothing new, nothing spicy, nothing really happened. I can't think of anything.
Yeah, nothing happened in the past hour at all.
We ate and had some gummy bears.
Yeah, we also had gummy bears because we care about a full circle.
Pounds to you.
Yes. We're very much into nutrition. They were the Haribo ones, which are the only good ones, if anybody wanted to know.
Yes. Let's take a look. Let me pull up my story. I have.
Oh, today, I think, was it today is Betty White's birthday?
Yeah, she's 99.
Shout out.
She's still kicking.
Yeah. And pretty fine.
She's just
hanging in there, chilling.
I know. It's like weird when we have like nothing to talk about. But yeah, we just, you know, Betty White's 99. I hope this isn't the year she.
Hey.
Sorry. Sorry.
Quiet.
Yeah, nothing to add about the Capitol thing. We talked about that.
Yeah, we covered that. If anybody cares about YouTube drama, we've caught up with the whole...
Trisha.
Shane. Jeffree Star. You know all the big names. If anybody else keeps up with that like we do. I mean, we watch that like it's trash TV.
Oh, yeah. That's our trash TV.
Just so we go out on a limb and everybody knows. Like, we don't think that any of these people are like good people.
Yeah.
Just to clarify anything. Obviously, Jeffree Star is...
Jeffree Star.
Yeah. Well, he'll probably shoot us if we even say anything else, but...
He calls poor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He called Trish poor because she asked the price of a Balenciaga bag. And it's like, well, yeah, those things are hundreds of thousands of dollars for a purse.
I guess in his mind, he was just like...
He wouldn't even ask. He would just be like, I want that one next.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I felt bad. Hair by Jay, that's the other guy who's like, he's kind of...
He's crazy.
Yeah. Apparently he like showed up to Trisha's house.
Yeah, I saw that. That's crazy. Like, y'all, this is YouTube. I think the whole thing started is because she said that his prices were too high. She still paid him anyway. Like, it wasn't like, I'm not going to pay you because you charge too much. It was just like, that's kind of a lot. And let me tell y'all how much it was. It's $4,000 for some wigs.
Two wigs.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I would also be like, whoa, that's a steep price, buddy.
Yeah, maybe we don't know anything about wigs.
I know enough to know that 4,000.
I can go on AliExpress and get a $3 one.
It might not be a good one, but like, it's $3. You can still get decent quality ones. They're in the $100 range.
I was gonna say, an expensive wig is like $300.
I bought hair extensions before, so that's like similar, but I've never bought a full wig, but still, like, that seems insane. And it's also not like Trish didn't pay him, like, she did. And he got on Instagram Live, and the things that he was saying, it wasn't like just calling her, like, I don't even know what you could call her, but he was like
mean. It was just like, he was like, your fucking skin is ugly.
You're a whale. He called her a whale, like, all of this stuff. It's like,
he's like, you're boring.
It's like, this isn't even about hair anymore.
And then, sorry, I didn't mean to be disgusting into the microphone. And then he tried to like go back and say that it's not what he was talking about and it's not what he meant,
but like, you said her name and you said when it was, you showed like videos, like, sir, what do you mean that's not what you're talking about?
Yeah, it definitely was. What? Anyway.
Anyway, hot take on YouTube drama that's happening right now.
Yeah,
James Charles came out another black woman on Twitter because he has to at least once a month. Or he's just going to die and he can't, like, mind his own business.
I don't know why he even felt like saying anything.
I don't know. He also is just like, hey, can you just stay in your corner and please be quiet?
And he like hangs out with all those TikTok stars and spreads the coronavirus.
Yeah. And then tries to tell other people that they shouldn't be hanging out. And then when that person is like, hey, is this you? Like, shows all of his collab videos he's been doing. That is so crazy. Also, he's like BFFs with Tony Lopez, and like, don't even get me started on that one.
What a predator.
Yeah, literally. Like, how do you, know that you're talking to a 13-year-old and y'all are, you know what? Whatever. And he's what, 19, 20?
Yeah.
No.
Like, I have a 13-year-old niece, and I like look at her like the child she is. I'm like, oh, that's a baby. And then like, she'll like say inappropriate things. I'm like, why are you talking like that? I'm gonna tell your mom.
Yeah.
And like, I have before.
Like when whoa, snitch. it's like, that is somebody who is no longer in high school and you're talking to somebody who's what, 7th, 8th grade? That's disgusting.
Right?
No. Throw that whole man away. There's a problem with that on TikTok though. I mean, among other problems, but the predator issue.
Yeah.
In particular.
All right.
I'm tired.
Me too.
Do you just want to go?
Yeah.
You go.
I had not heard about this one. I'm sure you have. But I am doing I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong. I saw like 6,000 ways to pronounce
this. That's okay. I pronounced a lot of things wrong last episode.
The Genesee River Monster, Arthur Shawcross. Have you heard of him?
No.
All right. He is a character. Born June 6, 1945, he basically had all the makings to be a serial killer. Abuse, wet the bed, tortured animals, burned things down.
The triangle.
Yes. That's four, though. Wait, which one did I add? Abuse, pee the bed, abuse animals, burnt shit down.
Well, the triangle is the animals, the wet the bed, and the fires. Okay. So the abuse isn't. I think that's just inherent. I'm pretty sure if you're like killing your dog.
Yeah, usually the three result from the abuse.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, how am I going to try?
If you're killing your small animals, you're probably being abused because children don't just come up with super violent behaviors on their own.
Right? It wasn't a question of if he would kill, it was more when he would kill.
We love hearing that.
Yeah. He was super shy and awkward, quiet. This didn't last for long. He soon in school became the school bully. He had lots of outbursts, blah, blah, blah. In an interview, he stated that his mother would sexually assault him by sticking foreign objects up his, you know.
Oh, good.
His aunt performed oral sex on him when he was 9.
What is wrong with this family?
I don't know. He says these. I mean, there's no, like, concrete evidence, but I probably believe him.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's kind of wild to just come up with.
Yeah. When he was a junior in high school, he had sexual relations with his sister. His family denied it all, yep. Especially his mother. Like, his mother really denied it.
Yeah.
Which makes me go, probably happened.
Yes.
He didn't do well in school, so he dropped out. At 19, he joined the army and was shipped off to Vietnam.
Good.
Here, he stated that he raped and ate two Vietnamese...
Eight?
Two Vietnamese girls.
I don't like how you just... you just breezed over that. Said, excuse me?
Can you repeat? I don't know how I did two cannibals back to back. I didn't realize when I started this story.
Two cannibals. I love when people do two cannibals.
What are you watching? Two cannibals.
Two cannibals. Oh my god. Back to two girls, one cup. One of them died after they filmed it.
Yeah.
Like almost like a week later.
I wonder why.
Yeah, that was why.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Gross.
Yeah. I need to know how much they got paid.
One girl didn't even matter.
We're done. I'm about to close the laptop and unplug the mics. We're done.
I'm sorry. It was a joke. Yes, we ate the women.
Okay. Anyway, he ate them. Next. How old was he? Or you don't know?
19.
No.
Yeah. So he really, like, let his, like...
Not me getting a phone call.
We can pause if you need to.
No, that's okay.
He really let his sedatus freak flag fly during this time. He stated... You know, he raped those two girls. He claimed that he killed 39 people in combat. There's no evidence of this. There's also no evidence of him eating or raping the women.
Okay. So he might have just said that.
Yes.
Okay.
He stands by this no matter what. But, you know, it'd be like that.
You know, when you say you do two cannibals...
This was in, so then we're going to flash forward to 1972. He's not in the military anymore. He married four people, had kids, no relationship with them, severe anger issues, all that fun stuff. So he had a third marriage and he moved back to New York. This is in 1972 and he would kidnap a 10-year-old little boy.
Oh, good.
He lured him into the wooded area, and he suffocated him to death, and then sexually assaulted him.
Yeah. Good.
It took 5 months to find the little boy's body.
Oh, my God.
Not because they weren't, like, looking, mm-hmm. but
because of, like, where he put him?
Yeah. And so they began to interview people, and people were like, hey, well, Arthur was the last person around this guy, like, around this kid. He took him fishing. He was the last person to see him.
Mm-hmm.
So they went and interviewed Arthur. Arthur was like, yeah, no, it wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know the kid was missing.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is like a red flag to me.
Yeah.
If you don't know, like, a kid is missing.
And everybody else does?
Excuse me.
Did you just bring COVID into my house?
I did. I'm sorry.
That is so mean of you.
When they began to examine the child's body, they noticed that his penis had been bitten off.
Stop just saying things. You can't just put that little, oh, BTW. Like, I need a little bit of, like, okay. Warning.
Okay, it gets okay. Worse. It gets worse, so.
Great.
I'll give you more warning
okay.
As time goes on. So, you know, they examine the little boy.
Yeah, penis bit off. Yeah.
Sorry, someone messaged me.
Not texting on set.
Sorry.
I silenced my phone call.
I know. So, 4 months later, after the little boy was found, an 8-year-old little girl was found. She had been raped and murdered, and there was mud and, like, leaves, you know,
shoved up in her. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is with this man?
And it was up her and, like, down her throat and, like, in her mouth. Well,
I don't know what that symbolism is, but I hate it.
Me too. When people questioned once again, Arthur's name once again brought up, they saw neighbors playing with her. Like, they saw them playing with each other at the water, like, at the creek bed where the body was found. And so, this time, they're like, let's bring him in for questioning.
Mm-hmm.
Because what are those chances? Well, what are the chances he was brought up?
Local old man hangs out with children. Two of them are dead now, and weird things has happened to their genitals. I wonder who the common denominator is.
Right? October 1972, Arthur admits to both of the killings.
Mm-hmm.
However, to a lack of evidence, Arthur's lawyers were able to, like, not let him, like, he didn't get convicted for killing the boy, but he got convicted for killing the girl.
What do you mean there's no evidence? He said he did it.
Exactly. Also, like, if, like, you know, as stated before, his, like, genitals were bitten off.
Yeah.
How is there not teeth, you know, that kind of, maybe it was too soon for.
Maybe. I don't know when they started doing
it. It was, like,
stuff.
In the 80s, 72. 80s were a fuzzy time for.
Yeah.
So he was convicted for the second victim of manslaughter, but he avoided the first-degree murder sentencing.
Yeah, that was.
It gets worse. It's not done yet. It's only been 15 minutes. He was sent to 25 years in prison, but he only served 15, and he got out on good behavior. So he gets out in 1987, moves back to New York. Neighbors knew about him, so they shamed him. Like, everywhere he went, it was like, pitchforks out, get out of here. We don't want you here. Obvious reasons.
Yeah. No, I think if you bite a little boy's penis off,
you
don't get rights anymore.
No matter where he went, they shunt him away. They got him out. They were like, get out, blah, blah, blah. You know, as they would. I would maybe burn his house down. Not that I would commit arson, but.
Whoa.
I'd be like, oops, sorry.
Olivia is itching for a reason to commit arson, you guys. Hey, I need to know, do you also wet the bed?
No.
And how are you with animals?
I love them.
I think you're past the age anyway.
Oh, thank God. So everywhere he moved, they did this. So Arthur talked to his parole officers about the problems he was having, and he felt like he couldn't settle down. He couldn't start this new life he wanted to. So his parole officers decided to help him.
Oh, so he's just going to get a whole new identity.
Nope.
Oh.
They just close his records so people can't look it up. They just close them.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Close them. Just. So Arthur begins to live his normal life. Things are closed. People aren't, you know, hunting him down anymore because they shut his records. What the fuck? What?
So sorry. I know this is going to be a really hot take, okay?
If
you bite a little boy's penis off, you should not be allowed in the public anymore.
Exactly. What?
Yeah. Maybe we don't let that guy roam the streets. I don't know how else to put that.
Me either. I don't know. I don't know what happened to these people because I still have a story to tell. There's still more layers to this story.
Great.
But I just want to say this right now. I don't know what happened to these people. Like,
what do you mean?
The people who locked his stuff up. Like, you'd think they would get, you know.
You would think.
But I'm about to tell you why you'd think.
Okay.
So Arthur had a girlfriend, but, like, she didn't have, like, sex with him and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he seeked out sex workers.
Okay.
On March 1988, a 27-year-old sex worker was found in the bottom of the Genesee, whatever it's called, a river. They were able to determine that whoever did the killing, warning, I'm not going to gloss over this.
Okay. But
whoever did the killing came back to the body after the killing.
Good.
And ate part of it.
What is wrong with him?
Just like the idea of eating human rotting flesh.
I really don't even like to eat, like, meat that's acceptable just because it feels kind of gross, you know? I know everybody has their little reasons, and I will eat a chicken nugget every now and then and have a good time, but, like, my brain starts to think like, oh, this thing used to be alive and have a family. and now it doesn't, it's dead. Like, so I can't imagine like looking at a person and thinking that would be delicious.
Right? like I can't either.
I just.
She also had bite marks on her genitalia and she had been strangled as well.
Of course.
This remained unsolved until 1989, like figuring out who the sex worker was, when another sex worker was found. Same MO. Bite marks and strangulations. The bodies weren't close together,
mm-hmm.
so they didn't, like, red flag it. They weren't like, we got a serial killer on our hand. But this stuff is so specific, I don't understand.
People don't just go around doing that.
Right?
Like, that's gotta be the same person.
On October 1989, the body of a 59-year-old homeless person was found. Same MO. 6 days later, a woman was found in the same spot as the homeless person. Is homeless offensive? Home without?
I don't think so. I think hobo is not very nice.
I was like, sorry, I don't want to step on any toes, you know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to be politically correct in all standards.
Somebody can tell us.
Message us.
Yeah.
So 6 days later, a sex worker is found, strangulations and bite marks. Finally, they run the stories. They were sex workers in the 80s, so obviously their stories weren't getting ran.
Right.
Because.
Yep. Marginalized people, mm-hmm. and they say you live a high-risk lifestyle, so if something happens to you, I guess it's just fine and dandy and justified.
Yep. So Great. Authorities began to feel like the killer probably had a military background, judging by... how the murder, I don't know, I guess they're doing their job.
Okay. You
know? They go and they like warn other sex workers in the area. They're like, mm-hmm. hey, you guys are being killed.
Watch out.
So they begin to do their research. You know, they begin to like look up people who have past convictions, but it doesn't come up because Arthur's records are sealed. They can't pull it up. Yep.
Great.
More and more sex workers are found. They begin to ask around about people who frequent the area and like people who make them uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave him the name Mitch or Mike. They said he was angry, prone to violence, and very intimidating.
Oh, that narrows it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know about five men just offhand.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving Day, a 26-year-old was found and she had strangulation marks. She was sexually abused. Warning again, parts of her genitalia were cut off and removed.
I need to know what is the thought process behind that?
I don't know.
My only thought is if he was like sexually abused as a child,
he like,
is
resents.
That some kind of, yeah, like, you know, when they say that like sometimes when people are victims of that, they'll like mutilate their own genitals.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like some kind of projection of that?
Probably would be my guess.
Okay.
Not only was her genitalia cut up and removed, she was also cut from her throat to her genitals.
Whoa. He did a full like autopsy.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing I was reading compared it to skinning a deer, which made me really uncomfortable.
And unfortunately, I know exactly what they mean.
Exactly. Like, I pictured it right in my head. The body count keeps growing.
Mm-hmm.
So they finally ask FBI profilers to help. The FBI profilers conclude that he was a white man in his 20s or 30s. He's very strong. He has a past previous criminal record. He is familiar with the area and very comfortable with the victims.
Mm-hmm.
With how the injuries are escalating and, like, getting worse and the bodies aren't as hidden, people are beginning to be like, crap, he's getting more comfortable.
Yeah.
But also, he's getting more comfortable. This is when he slips up.
Mm-hmm.
On November 27th, another body was found. This has a breakthrough. The suspect, Mitch, was seen with her before the disappearance. Mm-hmm. So Mitch is Arthur.
Right. I figured it was an alias. Usually when you do crime, you don't use your name.
December rolls around, 1989, a pair of jeans are found in the river belonging to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I don't know. Yes. In the jean pocket was like an ID of a woman.
Killing 101.
So in January 1990, a helicopter was flying around and they found a naked woman's body. Mm-hmm. The body and the ID weren't the same.
Oh, okay.
Like, they weren't the same person. But it was another sex worker. She had also been cut from throat to genitals, like the previous victim. While investigating, they see a man in a bridge standing next to his van. Mm-hmm. Here's a fun thing. It appears that he is masturbating or urinating. Can we guess
one
who
of
it
the
is?
Two. One
Can
of
we guess
two.
Who it is?
Whoever our boy Mitch is, I'm going to go with Mitch.
Parole teams are on high alert now, and they find him. Hmm. The car's registered in his girlfriend's name, and they ask for his ID, and he's like, I don't got one. I can't even drive legally. God.
So you're already committing a crime by being, like...
So they're like, why can't you buy a car? Like, why can't you do this? Like, why can't you do that?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, I mean, I, like, killed some kids when I was a young...
Man.
Yeah.
Child.
And so they're like, oh...
They're like, so why are you on the streets?
Makes sense. So they, like, take him in, and this is when he begins to tell the story about the Vietnamese women. Mm. And he talks about, you know, how he killed 39 people at war. He talks about the kids he killed. He just starts talking. So they take a picture of Arthur, and they take it to the sex workers, and the sex workers are like, that is Mitch. Mm. That is him. This is when they learned that his records had been sealed.
Yep.
And they're like,
there we go.
But he would never admit to the murder of these sex workers at first. He only would admit to the murder of the two children. Until they bring in his girlfriend, who is
God.
Wearing a piece of jewelry.
Oh, God.
And the police officers are like, hey.
Where'd you get that from?
Where'd you get that from? And she's like, ugh. Arthur, he's so great. I love him so much. He got me this beautiful piece of jewelry. And they're like, yeah, that's one of the dead victim's pieces of jewelry.
They're like, we are about to ruin your day.
And they're like, so they go to Mitch and they're like, we're going to convict your girlfriend of murder, all the murders. She's wearing a piece of jewelry. And Arthur's like, fuck, I can't let that happen.
Yeah.
So he admits to killing. And he goes into great detail.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
He even confesses to murders that were undiscovered. Oh. He confesses his confession was 80 pages long.
That is a whole book.
Right? 80 pages.
Okay.
Insane.
Do you have a body count?
I do, yes.
Okay.
He said that one was killed because she bit him. Like, he begins to ask why he's killed. He's like, it was self-defense.
Oh, first he's one about was, to bite her, too.
Right? First was killed because she bit him. Second was killed because she tried to steal his wallet. And the third one was killed because she was too loud during sex.
That makes total sense.
So, in total, 11 women were killed. Which, for some reason, it felt like more to me. I mean, 11's still a lot.
Yeah,
but I thought it was, like, in the 30s, 40s.
Yeah.
10 of them were in one county, and another one was in a different county, so the trials were held separately. His defense team tried to, like, make it the insanity plea that he was crazy. They said he had a cyst on his brain and a birth defect that made him like this. There's a video of Arthur when he's, like, being interviewed, and mm-hmm. he said that he was reincarnated by the spirit of a 13th century English cannibal by the name of Ares.
Wow. Creative.
Right?
Creative. Okay.
He also blames his mother for saying, like, his mother had passed away, and he's like, I just heard her telling me in my head to kill him.
I don't think that was your mama.
Me either. He was declared sane. So they're like, you're not insane. You knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
And was sent to 250 years in prison.
Whoa.
And he died of cardiac arrest in 2008. And that is the story of the Genesee River Monster, Arthur Shawcross.
I wish that he would have gotten, like, some of that good prison justice. Like, when he was in there for children, you know?
Right. How did they not get him then? See, do you see why? I mean, I don't understand how the people who sealed his records didn't have any ripper.
Yeah, because he literally went out and just continued. It wasn't children, but it was still, like, you don't just eat somebody once.
Right? Sorry, I don't, like, I had, like, listened to, like, 4 podcasts about it and, like, 1 YouTube video. So, by me, it was just, like, second nature. I was like, oh, yeah, he bit that kid's pee-pee.
Yeah.
Which is awful. Imagine, like, being the parents who, like, knew he got out.
I know.
And, like, then his records would see. I would have been pissed.
So would
I. I will say, I don't know what made him change from children to sex workers. I guess they're both, like, of a vulnerable
population.
Yeah, it just was odd to me. Most people don't go from, like, young people to older people.
Right. Like, that's a big jump and a big difference. I mean, at the very least, like, when you're an older person, you could get away from someone. Like, I imagine that children are easier to, like, I don't know, coerce into making them go somewhere with you. But still, like, there's so many questions that I have about this one. But
yeah, it was there was more, like, gross stuff that I mean, what I went to was, like,
it's pretty nasty.
Yeah, yeah, there was some. Yeah.
And he just, like, straight up told them, like, about eating people and just, like.
Yeah. And, like, he went back days after, like, days. Like, and he would go back, he would take some, and he'd leave, and then he would come back again and take some and leave.
I hate that.
Yeah. Like.
I don't even. Was he like? No, I'm not. I'm not.
I want to, like. I didn't look up the crime scene photos for that one. I
don't imagine that they would have them.
I don't know. I didn't even look them up. I didn't want to see.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't on that one.
Yeah, I was like, I think I might throw up.
I think no.
I don't need to do 2 cannibals. Like, my last murder one was a cannibal.
Yeah, it'd be like that though. It's okay.
But
it's okay. Yes. They shouldn't have done the cannibals.
Exactly.
I think that you have an obsession, though.
Sorry.
Are you interested? Isn't there, like, a thing, like, on the dark web where somebody's made, like, a cannibal cookbook or something? There's, like, a story about that?
Yes.
Maybe that's a story about... Oh, it's about the guy that... I don't know his name, but he was, like, trying to pay people to, like... be his victim.
Oh, yeah. What was his name?
I don't know. But then he, like, ate them because he was trying to experiment with human meat.
Yeah.
I don't know. We could get into that later.
Yeah.
There's another time.
I also love that, like, we just got done eating. We're just like, you know.
We're like, cannibalism, you know. It's not that big of a deal. Okay. mine's not as, I don't know,
awful. Have you heard of that one before?
No, I haven't. I would not have been as shocked if I had. So, I'm going to talk about the elevator game because I was talking about it the other day about something else. I don't remember.
Hotel Cecil?
That's how I
learned about
it. Yeah, that's how I learned about it too. The Elisa Lam case and yeah. I don't know why I was thinking about it the other day or talking to somebody about it, but I couldn't remember the exact rules, and I thought it would be fun because we love to bring you guys spooky games that you definitely should not be playing.
I'm going to go try it in Marissa's elevator.
Oh, yeah, because I live in a mansion, you know? So this is also called the Elevator to the Other World game because supposedly you get in the elevator and you go to, like, another dimension. That's what they say.
Is it a good dimension?
No.
It's hell?
So they don't really know who started it or, like, where it came from, but they think that it started somewhere in Korea. That's kind of blurry. Also the whole realistic of this is kind of blurry. Just keep that in mind. So if you play the game right, you're going to meet a woman. And if you get off, you're going to meet a woman. This is a matchmaker game. And if you get off on the 10th floor, you enter the shadow side, which is our demonic dimension. Yeah. I don't know why you would want to go there, but if you're itching for some spice, you should go. So here's what you need to play.
An elevator.
Yourself. Okay. This is a one-player game. Okay. Oh. You, and also, you can't coerce anybody else to play with you. Doesn't work like that. They only accept one person at a time.
Why would you want... I wouldn't want to play it by myself. That's like Bloody Mary.
Too bad. We talked about that last episode. Yeah, now we're doing this game. Okay, cool.
It's like we planned something.
Yeah.
But so we surprise each other with the stories every...
Yeah. So the other thing that you need is a building that has an elevator. And the building has to be at least 10 stories high. It can be higher than that, but you need 10 to play this game.
Okay.
So you're just going to be on the first 10 levels.
10 stories?
I feel like that's like a decently sized building. It's not like skyscraper big, but it's like a hotel. So go check in at your local like Marriott or something. Go play the elevator game.
Go check in at your local Days Inn.
Yes. And just, you know, play the elevator game. So obviously the directions that I'm getting this from is off of a blog called Ghost in My Machine. If you guys don't know what it is, it's a very good blog. Very popular.
They tell you.
So you have to have all three of these conditions met before the dimension will even open. Okay.
Okay. So. You have to be a person.
Yeah.
By yourself.
You building.
Have to, building.
10 elevator. Stories. Elevator.
Okay.
So these directions get a little repetitive in some parts of this. So just hang on. So one, enter your chosen building and get in the elevator on the first floor alone. Do not proceed if anyone else is with you in the elevator. So if you're in a very busy building, not going to work for you. You need to go somewhere where nobody else is. There's not a particular time of day that you have to play. You could literally just do this at like 9 a.m. if you wanted to.
Elevator game at 3 a.m.?
Wait,
gone wrong.
I literally bet there's a YouTube video on that. Okay, so step two, go to the fourth floor. Step three, do not get out. Instead, remain in the elevator and press the button for the second floor. Step four, remain in the elevator. Go to the sixth floor. Step five, remain in the elevator. Go back to the second floor. Step six, remain in the elevator. Go to the 10th floor. Step seven, go to the 5th floor. Step eight. When you reach the 5th floor, a young woman may enter the elevator. Do not look at her. Do not speak to her. She is not what she seems. Step nine, press the button for the first floor. If the elevator begins ascending to the 10th floor instead of descending to the first, you can proceed. If the elevator descends to the first floor, exit as soon as the doors open. Do not look back. Do not speak. Step 10. If you reach the 10th floor, you may either choose to get off the elevator or to stay on it. If you choose to get off and the woman that entered the elevator on the 5th floor, she will ask you, "Where are you going?" Do not answer her. Do not look at her. 11. You will know whether you have arrived on the shadow side by one indication and one indication only. The only person present is you. There's your steps.
Okay. That's a lot of up and down for someone else not to get on the elevator with
exactly.
you.
So that's, you need to be somewhere where nobody else is. Because you can't play the game if anybody else is on the elevator with you.
What happens if your game gets interrupted?
Then you're not playing anymore.
Oh, so like...
It's like disqualification. You have to start like, over.
Like, you know, you're cursed and damned to hell.
Mm-mm, no.
I just did. I didn't know. There also, fair I looked question. It up. There is a ton of...
YouTube videos?
Yeah, tons. Yeah.
Oh my God. I have a few Reddit stories that... one of them is really long. The other one isn't that bad. But, so, if you decide to stay on the 10th floor and stay safe in the elevator, now... what do you do like from there? Like, you're not going to get out of the elevator and explore this world. So step one, press the button for the first floor. If it doesn't work, continue pressing it until it does. Two, when the elevator reaches the first floor, exit as soon as possible. Do not look back. Do not speak.
Pressing the button until it works is like the people who press the cross button.
Exactly.
Like, you pressed it once, knows yes. you're there.
So if you're super spicy and crave death, let's say you got off of the elevator and you want to explore this weird shadow dimension, okay? So once you're done exploring, if you ever get done, how do you get back to this dimension? These are your instructions, if you're still listening.
Okay.
You should also probably bring like a pen and paper with you to like write
your
all
instructions.
This down. Yeah. So step one, you must use the same elevator to return as the one that you arrived in. Okay. Easy enough. Step two, when you enter the elevator, press the buttons in the same order you did in steps 2 through 8 of coming down there. Okay?
That's really confusing.
You should finish at the 5th floor if you follow the directions correctly. Three, when you reach the 5th floor, press the button for the first floor. The elevator will again begin to ascend to the 10th floor. Press any other floor's button to cancel this ascension. You must press the button before you cancel the ascension before you get to the 10th floor. So you gotta get in there fast. If it makes it to the 10th floor, you're stuck.
Forever.
Yeah. Step 4. After you reach the first floor, check your surroundings carefully. If anything seems off, even the smallest detail, do not exit the elevator. If you detect something wrong, repeat steps 2 until your surroundings look as they should. Once you are confident you have returned to your own world, you may safely exit the elevator. So, the general signs that I saw in a lot of the little Reddit stories that I read, that people say that you should know that you're in the shadow side, your electronics quit working.
So you really want to put don't put the notes on your phone.
Yeah, because then you won't get back and you'll forget and it'll be a whole mess and you'll be stuck there by yourself. And more than one of the stories said that out of the windows, the only thing that you're going to see is a red cross. I don't know what that's about, but that's all you're going to see. So also there was a warning on this website with the instructions. Said, if at any point during the ritual you faint or lose consciousness, you will likely wake up in your own home. However, be sure to carefully examine your surroundings upon waking. The home to which you have returned may not be the one you left when you first set out to attempt the ritual.
I don't like that.
I don't either. That would make me feel so crazy.
Like, imagine you, like, actually do just, like, you just naturally faint.
Yeah.
Like.
Because you're going up and down so much.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know, you just.
Or if you just get so nervous.
You just faint. And then you, like, wake up and you're in your home and you're, like.
Yeah. And you're like, am I really here or not?
You look at your dog. Are you real? Blink twice. If you're fake.
So, our first little Reddit story. This one isn't as long. And it's decently recent. The person who wrote this said that they did it because of COVID was happening and they wanted to have some spice.
Oh, yeah. Let's just go to a hotel and we can just ride up and down. Go to another dimension.
We're going to take COVID to hell. So I think that this person's username is frick_layer. I don't know because I don't know how to use Reddit, but I believe that that is the space for.
I don't know how to use Reddit either. It's one of the most confusing. For some reason, somehow, on my Reddit, I'm subscribed or, like, I don't know if you subscribe to things on Reddit.
I have no
but
idea.
But I'm, like, subscribed, I guess you could say, to, like, several car wrecks. Like, it's just videos of car accidents. I don't know how I got here.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm not going to read everything word for word. If you guys want to go find it yourselves, it's, like, one of the top things that you do when you search, like, Reddit elevator game stories. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. This guy's, it was just kind of funny. So, whatever building he's at, he doesn't, like, give names because, you know, doxing yourself. But
you could just be, like, the Marriott.
Yeah, he says it's not, like.
Nobody's going to go play the elevator game in the Marriott.
he says that the building isn't, like, very old, so he doesn't think it's, like, haunted or anything like that.
Do you think you have a better chance going to an old building?
Maybe. They say that you can in the Cecil Hotel.
Yeah, but that thing's closed, and it's no longer the Cecil anymore. And
they still have an elevator.
Yeah, there's a guy. This is off subject. Guy on TikTok, and he lives across the street from the Hotel Cecil, mm-hmm. and he always sees, like, weird shit going on. And he has, like, recorded evidence of it.
Great. So, he says that the elevator that he's using is technically, like, a service elevator / like, the janitor's elevator. It's for employees of whatever building this is. He said that he wanted to pick one that was more obscure, had no CCTV inside, because he didn't want to get caught by, like, security, because obviously he's not supposed to be there. So the building has exactly 10 floors. It's got 2 basement levels, but he said that he ignored those. So he wanted to see if electronics were going to work or not. So he tried to do this twice. The first time that he did it, the phone was off. Second time, it was on. So let me see. He even says, since electronics don't work, bring a cheat sheet with you in case you forget the sequence.
It's a big sequence. Like.
I know. He gives the steps, just like I did a few minutes ago, and he kind of gives his, like, thoughts while he's doing all of them, and the longer that he goes into it, the more that he's kind of starting to freak out. when he gets to the fifth floor where the woman is supposed to enter, he said, "My nerves practically went up with smoke as a woman entered the elevator with me. I'll be honest with you. I was full on regretting why I was playing this. By the way of her look, she looked like a normal janitor. At least that's what I could see from my peripheral vision. It said there's something wrong about her. I don't know how to explain it. I heard her asking, 'Where are you going?' Now I felt like I messed everything up or something." And so he went to the first floor, which is not the correct like sequence, because he got scared because a woman came on and he was like, "Oh God, this is happening."
just a coincidence.
Yeah. And he said, "And guess what? How could the lift that was supposed to go down went up instead?" Yeah. So, what's worse is the woman asked me, "Are you all right?" because of how sweaty I got and dizzy. And he said, "I have got to get out." So, this elevator actually went up to the 10th floor when he was trying to go to the first. I don't know if this is real or like if there were some
elevator programmers know about the story. Yes. So they like program the pattern for the when he gets there.
Yes.
It starts going up.
He got to the 10th floor, said, "As soon as the elevator gate opened, I'm going to bail and hitch the elevator again. At least I don't have to meet the creepy office girl again." And bail I did. So he starts like, I guess, explaining what the 10th floor looked like. He said, "When I stepped outside, the corridor was completely dark, with the sky beyond the windows was crimsonous black. There was no single odor, no single sound apart from my own footsteps. No wind, nothing. As if the world is devoid of life, except for a part of mine. No light source either, except for the elevator, which was closed. In the spot at the end of the dark corridor, the corridor itself was almost labyrinth-like, with distinct water dispenser marking that particular spot at the corner. So this is why people shouldn't wander far off from the elevator. It's easy to get lost in this world, I guess. By the way, the longer you stay in that world, the more you feel lost, as in losing hope, dreams, and like there's a nihilistic force lurking at every corner of the darkness." So, he says that he supposedly made it to this other world, whether he wanted to or not, and for some reason he got off the elevator. So, he goes back to the elevator because he's like, "I have got to leave." Because he starts to like really freak out then, and he's doing all of like the return whatever. So he's going through the steps, blah blah blah. When he gets to the second floor, like towards the beginning of these instructions, he said, "If there's something else, I've realized the elevator does not have an emergency brake. Oh God, do not mess up, please don't mess me up." He's like freaking out. When he gets back to the fifth floor, which is where you should finish when you're like returning back to this world, he says, "If I could choose how I want to die, I certainly won't choose vanishing into the shadow side. No, not getting COVID either. Both kind of suck, I guess. I ain't gonna die with my own hands. That's a quitter move. No, I'm gonna make the best of what's available and stick to the strategy. First floor, I guess. You know what? My luck was still on my side. The elevator descended instead like it's meant to. First floor, since the other world is so devoid of life, the sure way to find out, to see if the people were waiting for taxes were here." So he comes back and he says that he's like back in our world. And he said, "If there's anything that I gain from the elevator game, it's elevator phobia, ? The need to be alert if I ever see a janitor aboard the elevator again." Then he says he hopes that he doesn't have to deal with an elevator ever again. And everybody was like dying in the comments. Someone said, "If you sneezed in the elevator, would you have given that lady corona?" He said, "My man here asking the right questions." The other story that I had is similar. Someone who also says that he made it to the other world, but it's a little less funny. His was more scary. And I read it last night at like 11 o'clock in the bathtub, and I was like, this is not the time to do this.
He said, "I am spooked."
It's on Reddit, no sleep, so that should also tell you something. Yeah. This guy's username is ripped_geek. So this one is the really, really long one. I'm not gonna read all of it because we clearly don't have time for that. It's very long. Also, like, look at that.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Super long. He does all of his steps. He says that, let's see, where am I at? I scrolled all the way to the bottom to show Olivia. He's going through the steps. He says nothing happened. His heart was like freaking out. No woman got on at the fifth floor. The elevator didn't ascend to the 10th floor. As soon as I pressed the button for the first, he said this was a huge ego boost for my skeptic self. I returned to my flat using the same elevator, feeling victorious. However, as the night went on, I just couldn't sleep. I usually have such a hectic day. I am sound asleep by 11:30 at max. But that's something was really off about that whole night. I twisted and turned in my bed the whole night and woke up exhausted and covered in sweat. After my chores, in little parentheses, since it was a Sunday, I went out to get groceries. To my surprise, the elevator was out of order. I immediately made the mental connection to the damaged elevator to my performance of the ritual and got very intrigued. I took the stairs, went out to get groceries, and had a pretty normal Sunday. By 10 p.m., I was all ready to sleep when I heard the loudest shrill and cry outside of my door, which was strange as the only other people on my floor were vacations. I went out to inspect the noise and saw wet footsteps with a slight maroon tint to them. Kind of like mud, but slightly redder. Like somebody has had a slight cut on their feet after walking in some muddy terrain.
For some reason, all I could think is that Georgia red mud?
That's exactly what it was. Even though this person is definitely British, I'm pretty sure.
He doesn't know what it is.
They called it a flat. They're calling the elevator a lift sometimes. I'm pretty sure this person is British. I don't know, but that's my guess.
Nice.
So they follow the footsteps because that's what you do.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. They led to the elevator, but the elevator's out of order, supposedly. And they're like, oh, let me get on the elevator. And they do the ritual again. They hit the down to like start, but it stopped on the fifth floor, which is where our homegirl enters. And a woman gets on the elevator. This person says, a woman with dark hair wearing a black tattered evening gown entered the elevator. Something inside me clicked immediately and I wished I could run out of the elevator. However, something in me froze, disabling me from moving. My gaze fixed at her feet and I understood the source of the footsteps. Worn and torn skin dangled from her feet as if she was rotting from the inside out. And the smell, nothing can even be close to it. It was like a bunch of rotting corpses shoved into one person. As I looked at her, she had a grin on her face. That evil, sinister, spine-chilling grin which washed away my skepticism forever.
I hate that.
I hated that so much. And when I was reading that last night, I was like, excuse me? So he's like, well, obviously, I'm going to have to get out of this. And he starts doing, like, the steps that would send you back to our world.
Mm-hmm.
So every time that the doors open, he said he wanted to run out. He understood why people getting off the elevator on the 10th floor, despite it being so risky. You just want to get away from that woman. As I ran out, her voice was in my mind. Where are you going, Sammy? I ran, only to discover my utter solitude in the other world. It was like the hallway was endless. I couldn't get away from the elevator no matter how far I ran. I was stuck in some sort of loop. I briefly caught the sky outside in the corner of my eye and saw the reddish sky, which I used to treat as fictional crap upon listening to others' experiences. There was even the fabled burning cross in the sky. As soon as I saw it, I couldn't move away my gaze as if in a trance. The cross was laden with limbs and body parts, which seemed to have been ripped off of bodies.
Oh my God.
Like, what? I was literally reading this freaking out fully because it was very late. So I don't think, let me see. He said, I summoned my will, looked away, pressed the button to summon the elevator. To my surprise, contrary to what I read otherwise, the elevator opened up instantly. I got inside and reverse performed the ritual without any interference, surprisingly. Down I went to the first floor and canceled the ascension on time. I rushed out, traumatized, scared, and scarred. I took the stairs to the 11th floor to my apartment and crashed senseless on my bed. As soon as my eyes were shut, I was back in the other world. This time, my run was accompanied by her chase and followed by a sudden wake up. I went through my day as bravely as I could, fearing the inevitable night and the sleep it contained. I tried to stay awake as late as I could, but I don't know when. I was back there again. This time, she was dead ahead of me, and I had no way of escaping. Her long, torn-out finger touched my abdomen and I was completely frozen.
Ew.
Her finger went through my skin and into my body. I felt a jolt of pain around my abdomen and woke up with a snarl. I was burning up. I had a dark red mark on my abdomen, scarred to the marrow, and I went to the ER. Internal bleeding is what it was. That's when I knew I had to seek help. I went through some cleansing rituals on the internet, lying on the ER bed. The pain meds were kicking in. My lightheadedness came with a feeling of despair. I knew I wouldn't wake up from another sleep. I dragged my body to the chapel in the hospital. I prayed to God for the first time in my entire 25 years of life just to keep me alive for one more night. I don't know when I slept, but the next thing I remember was waking up to the sound of the janitor cleaning up the chapel. I realized I had gone through the night unscathed. I immediately checked out of the hospital, bought some sage, cleansed my entire house, myself, my surroundings, my premises. It's been weeks without any night terrors. However, I constantly feel a presence watching me as I get out of my house and cross the elevator to take the stairs.
Wow.
Yeah. There's updates along with it, but they're just as long as this was.
I will have to read that because I'm intrigued, but also terrified.
Yes. Very scary.
Yes.
That person's, I think I said their username, Ripped Geek. Yeah, it's on Reddit, No Sleep. That one's from 2 years ago. And the title of it says, "Do Not Play the Elevator Game, Words of a Big Time Skeptic."
Wow. That's terrifying. I hated it's that.
It's literally so scary.
Ugh.
I was like, I haven't ever read any like real stories besides that they think Aliza Lamb was playing it when she died. But like that one with the woman getting on there, it wasn't just like the lady janitor
that was like
freaking out. That was like a there's ghost. A whole demon, her feet bloody, and she smells like she did.
I hate that. So I don't have a Tinder message this week either. I have a Tinder bio because there's several. So I don't have the picture of him because I didn't match with him because I swiped left because I would be ashamed if I even matched with this man. This is his bio. His name is Dom. I didn't even screenshot a picture of him. I'm very upset that I didn't get a picture of what he looked
Darn.
Like.
Darn.
His work, like, you can put your job, and it is in all caps. I don't have a Snapchat!
Oh.
Yes, I'm real. Stop asking. If you ask or bring it up, then I'll unmatch. I don't think you're real. Hedonist?
Yeah.
Look it up. Probably too wild for you. Political junkie. Liberals, leftists, Dems need not apply. That means if you voted for Biden, swipe left. I match all responses that take longer than 5 minutes. Ass man. So an ass is a plus. Breasts don't make up for an ass. My bio works. If it didn't, I would change it. So don't tell me to change it. If you don't like my bio, well, then it wasn't written for you.
He sounds so insecure.
He sounds like he hits women during sex just to hit women.
Yeah.
He sounds like he hits women not during sex, too.
Yeah, that one. That one. Little pee-pee?
Little is my grace. I read that and I was like, oh my
God. These people are just out here existing.
Also, hey, if that bio would work for you as a woman, get some help.
We would also like you to email us because I would like to know why that works for you.
Yeah.
I just need to know what's appealing.
Also, the fact that he doesn't have a Snapchat makes me think he's not real.
Snapchat is like the only social media that you can't fake.
Exactly.
Unless you're just putting things on your story.
I also wish I would have looked it up because I would have reverse Google image searched. There was one guy.
True.
That I did that too. I thought he was fake, so I matched with him, and I was like, "Hey, dude, I reverse Google searched your images; they're fake." And then he unmatched with me.
Mm. Got him.
Like that man drives a big truck, two flags behind it: the Trump flag, the American flag. I already know. And his penis, like you know, let me open up my science kit. Put the microscope on the table.
Not your science, kids.
I read that bio and I was like, I hate men.
Yeah. Political junkie.
And then he's like,
say you're a Nazi.
Right? And then he was like, ass man, your tits, guess what? They're fucking ugly. They don't make up for your ass.
He would be so lucky if he could even see a pair.
I bet he's fun at parties.
Oh, yeah. He's the life of the party. Everyone invites him everywhere.
Right. And his name, I don't think his name is Dom either.
Like D-O-M?
Yeah.
Is that how it was? Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I would just wish I could have a conversation with him because I would laugh at him and it would make him feel mad. Or it would like discover something in his body.
Yeah.
That's like one time I was at work. I've told you this before, but I haven't told the podcast. I was at work and this guy was yelling at me and something about me. I don't take being yelled at my place of employment.
Like it was a customer.
Yeah, it was a customer. I yelled back. Fire me. I'm sorry. I don't care. Actually, I do. I really need that job. So like I was just like, I just yelled back at him. I was having a really stressful day. I mean,
you snapped.
I snapped. Okay. I said I had enough and I yelled back at him and I flipped a switch in that man. He offered me to dinner and he offered to give me a $100 tip. I just yelled at him.
That was it. That was your invitation to something more.
And I was like, I don't know what I
you could have capitalized off of this man.
And I missed my opportunity.
You did.
I could have just yelled at him and him just give me $100 bills.
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, I was only like 17 at the time. So.
Oh, okay. I thought this was like last week.
No, this was a while ago, and it's just like my favorite. And then one time this old man was yelling at me because I wouldn't give him something on sale, and he was like, I'm a veteran. And I looked at this man and I said, and I'm a cashier, and it's not sale.
You wake up every day and choose violence.
It's like that one was really one of the moments where I was like, oh my god, I'm not gonna just say that.
You're like, put it back in.
I didn't mean to. Take it back.
I
immediately told my manager, I said, you might get a complaint about me. He's like, what did you do? And I was like, look, it was an accident.
It wasn't on purpose. Can't get mad at me.
But that is all I have. That is all we have.
Yeah.
Follow us at Creep Cafe Pod. Mm-hmm. You know, just Google Creep Cafe media. Podcast. You'll find us all.
We're in Norway now.
We are. Hey. We still need Australia and what else?
Somewhere in Africa. I'll take anywhere.
Yeah.
And then we'll be in all the continents. If you guys want to add more countries than that, be my guest. Keep going.
I don't even know how these people like find us. Like that just blows my mind.
Email us at creepcafepodcast@gmail.com and tell us how you found us.
Yeah. Did you listen? Were you prepared for all the spice that we had to bring to the table?
Have you stopped listening? Are you there?
It's okay. We hope you have a great week. We hope Inauguration Day goes well. Well, went well, because this will be going
this
up.
This is in the future. The future.
All right. That's all. We'll turn this thing off right this time.
Off correctly.
Bye.